Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Callum Borchers. For the rest of this hour, we're talking about Jassy Correa, and we're taking some time to remember a moment in her life. The 23-year-old woman was found dead following an alleged kidnapping on a night out to celebrate her birthday at a Boston nightclub. By chance, Boston Globe photographer John Tlamaki snapped a photograph of Correa 8 months before her death. It's a heartwarming picture of a young mom and her toddler that shows the love between them. And John Tlamaki is here to tell us a little bit more about it. John, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
So could you just set the scene for us? The day is June 16th of last year. It's a Juneteenth event at the Franklin Park Playstead. What's going on around you when you spot Jassy?
So I'm there to actually photograph the celebration. Everybody's gathering with barbecues and tents and games for children. It was a warm, beautiful June day. And I saw this woman with a little, pretty much a baby at that point. Gabriella was only a year and a half. And Jassy was with her and taking photos with her cell phone of Gabriella sitting in the grass and picking out little weeds and clover out of the grass and kind of letting them trickle out of her fingers onto the ground. And I watched from a distance, and that was going on for about a couple of minutes. And at one point, Jassy got up and Gabriella kind of got up also and ran towards her with that little clover between her fingers and gave it to Jassy. And I took maybe four frames of that moment. And I'm like, wow, I have a nice photo. And I went up to Jassy, introduced myself as a Boston Globe photographer. And I said, do you mind if I get your name and the name of your daughter? And she said, sure, I'm Jassy. And I said, Jassy? And she says, yeah, Jassy. And I says, wow, that's an unusual name.
Yeah.
And believe it or not, I still have that notebook with her name written in it. I found it the other day because I had other notes in it, but I had a double check and it was like Jassy and wrote down Gabriella, age 1.5. And they used that picture that was photographed on a Saturday, and they've used it in the Sunday paper last year. And then
again on the front page of the Globe just this past Saturday.
Yeah, you know, in for two unbelievable different reasons. You know, I first saw it used again last week on Friday. I was looking on the Globe website and I saw it had credited family photo, and I was thinking, that's my photo. Why was it a family photo? And I didn't put the connection together that that was Jassy who was murdered. And it dawned on me, and I called up the photo desk, and I said, that's my photo, I believe. And sure enough, it was. And it didn't dawn on me that after I took that photo of Jassy, our conversation was, can you email me that photo if it came out good? And I showed it to her on the back of the camera, and she loved it. And I emailed it to her, and that's how she ended up with it.
And if you haven't seen the image for yourself, you can see it on our website, radioboston.org, and, of course, on the front page of the Globe last Saturday. John, have you had a chance to talk to the family since Jassy's death?
Yeah, so, you know, I get the Globe delivered. I walked down to this mailbox and picked up the paper, and there her picture was on the front page of the Globe. And it just didn't sit right with me, you know, for whatever reasons, just, you know, knowing her that brief moment, you know, last year, and then seeing the story about her being murdered. Before I photographed the Bruins game that Saturday, I visited with her father. I got the address from the Globe and went to the front door and asked if her father was home, and they said it's quite busy in there, and I said it will only take a few minutes. And he came to the door, and I handed him the copy of the Globe. And he held it in both hands, and he started shaking, and he started crying. And I said, I'm sorry what happened to your daughter. And Jassy's cousin came in the room, and she said, she loved that photo. And I said, I wanted you to have this paper, and I want you to have a real good copy of the photo. So I emailed her, like, a really large copy of the photo. Just, you know, I felt that they need to have that for Gabriella.
What a special moment. John, thanks for sharing it with us.
Sure. Thank you so much.
That's Boston Globe photographer John Tomacki. You can view the photograph again on our website, radioboston.org, where you'll also find a link to a GoFundMe page that supports Jassy Correa's family. Stay with us. Coming up, we'll talk to Suffolk County District Attorney Rachel Rollins and take your calls on what Jassy Correa's death means for women and safety in the city of Boston. I'm Callum Borchers. This is Radio Boston.